Two words, Ira Kaufman. That's coming up. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Try our new summer menu, including new hand-breaded chicken tenders shaken in your favorite sauce. Perhaps their new summer sauce, Mango Habanero. The chicken tenders are served with a side of fries for only $9.99, or try them on a sandwich. Chicken Bacon Ranch Tender Sandwich with fries for $13.99. OriginalHooters.com, easy online ordering, and details on their 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Emails are starting to come in. You will hear about some of these in upcoming episodes as I use them for podcast material. You can relate in some way as we all try to prepare for our upcoming drafts. And I already have one draft to review. And in that podcast, we'll explain why that draft happened so early, but it's all material for us to talk fantasy football. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I want to set up my first ever guest on the podcast of any kind. And appropriately, it is Ira Kaufman. Perhaps some of you are aware, over the weekend, there was a 70th birthday celebration for Ira and a roast presented by JoeBucksFan.com. Of those who attended, Pat Jacinskas, Eric Erlandson, Tom Krasnicki, Jay Recher, Rock Riley, Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford and his son, guys from JoeBucksFan.com, and I know I'm leaving some other people out, but those are names I know, names I spoke to, names I recognize, and it was fun. And Ira has been a big supporter of this podcast. He has played in podcast leagues. And he agreed to step aside. We were in the corner of the arcade. There was live music outside. We didn't want to do it in front of everybody who had just done the roast and was enjoying dinner or cake sitting in the main dining room. And we didn't want to go into the main bar area because we had already taken up enough space of this particular restaurant in Oldsmar. So we eventually found a quiet enough spot. There will be some background noise, and here was my conversation on site with Ira Kaufman of JoeBucksFan.com about fantasy football.
In the history of all of my podcasts, the Todd Wright Toddcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the Lightning Playoff Podcast, the Bucks Bulletin, sponsored by Brandon Legal Group, and now the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, we have never had a guest. I have actually enjoyed having that as a benchmark to deny having some people on. That is now gone because a little earlier today, in real time, we said happy birthday to Ira Kaufman. There was a modest roast that I did not participate in because I didn't want to out him in front of his next golf instructor how bad he was as a student, according to our friend Joey DiPompo, director of golf at Tampa Bay Downs. But we're on the Fantasy Football Podcast. Ira's been terrific to support not only the Fantasy Football Podcast, but the podcast leagues, which technically came to an end last year, but Ira has been invited to play in one of my personal leagues this year against Sean Sullivan, who is a de facto defending champion. And do we know yet, did Sean pay himself the $1,000 last year for winning the league we all play in? Or did that money just stay on the Bill Curry Ford books? What do we think, Ira?
That's the $1,000 question.
Yeah, it is. That's very well said.
And knowing Todd, I would say he probably wrote a check and gave it to charity. That's what I think he
did. Yeah, that's probably a good...
And by the way, you might as well mention that you beat me in the final a couple years ago.
That was coming up very, very soon because I won the Foundation League last year, the Jimmy McGinty Trophy, in my other personal league. But yes, in 2021, in a great season for you.
I had a hell of a team.
I was able to beat you head-to-head in the championship game back when we played head-to-head, and we will again this year.
You had some great pickups that year. Fantastic.
And you have come so far. So for those who listen to the Fantasy Football Podcast who hear me talk about Ira Kaufman and playing in the podcast leagues, and this year playing in one of the personal leagues, what have you learned about what makes a successful fantasy football roster now that you didn't know when you started on this journey just supporting me?
I learned two opposite maxims. One, get your running backs fairly early. Fairly early. And two, and I learned this through mistakes, don't be so fast to jump on a quarterback in the second round, maybe even the third round. There's enough of them to go around. You got to get those running backs. I know it's not a hard and fast rule, Todd, because you don't always follow it, but you always end up in contention. But I just think there's a lot more wide receivers out there to have, because there's only 32 primary backs, and not all of them, not all of the 32 are any good. There's maybe, 18, 20 really Class A elite backs. You got to get one, if not two. And if you wait to get that running back, you're going to end up with DeAndre Swift or something, which I had with the Eagles last year. And you know what? Not terrible, but not competitive. Just not competitive. Six touchdowns, 800 yards. That doesn't cut it in the Todd Wright League.
Sean Sullivan's problem when he first came into our leagues was because he was so into evaluating college talent for the draft. He found too many rookies fetching in a fantasy draft and wasn't going with more proven commodities, and that hurt him. And he finally learned to lay off the rookies a little bit more, and it resulted in him winning a league last year. Do you find it difficult then and now to stay away from certain rookies? And we have one this year that I think is heavily in play. Jaden Daniels, the number two overall pick, even more than Caleb Williams for fantasy purposes.
Hasn't thrown an NFL pass. Hasn't thrown one.
With how he can run, he may not need to in being a QB1 in fantasy football.
You know, you're killing me, right? Because you absolutely destroyed me, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago or last year, with Jalen Hurts. You had Jalen Hurts. I didn't think that much about Jalen Hurts. He's not Mahomes throwing the football. He's not Joe Burrow throwing the football. But I'll be damned, at the end of the season, you add up the fantasy points, and Jalen Hurts is a monster. And you knew that. And I don't care if it's a one-yard run. It's six damn points.
Yeah.
It's six damn points.
Yeah.
And without giving away too much, Todd, and this goes to the running back rookie thing you're talking about, but I think, and without giving away a secret, but you'll remember this. Oh, do I love Bijan Robinson this year? Oh, I just love that guy, because all the words out of Raheem, and I think Arthur Smith's over there now?
No, Arthur Smith was his coach.
Yeah.
Raheem brought Rams offensive coordinator and staff cut from the McVay cloth. And what people don't realize, in McVay's run with the Rams, and he's won a Super Bowl this way, he feeds running backs.
Yes.
It isn't just throw it all over the yard.
Didn't the kid out of Florida State have a big year?
Cam Akers.
Yeah, Cam, until he got hurt.
Yep.
That's a shame, because I thought the kid was a stud. I thought Cam Akers was a stud. I like Bijan Robinson, and I know they're saying, well, we're going to lighten his load. I don't believe that. And Legere's not bad. He's not bad as a number two back. But Robinson's getting those carries.
Right.
And he's catching the ball. They don't want to overwork Cousins. So anyway, without giving away too much, I can't wait for September 2nd. We always have a great time.
We do.
Is our weatherman coming out that night?
He has to work that night. Now, who knows?
Whoa. Dennis, he could send one of his kids or something.
This is ABC News, Action News.
Dennis Phillips
has played in some of my leagues in the past. And I reached out to him when I first started formulating a date. And I said when it was, and he said, at this point, I cannot commit. But who knows, with what we went through with Debbie, and what we may go through even in the next couple weeks, he might have built up some days off that he's not aware of, and we'd make room.
He's a very enthusiastic
for Dennis
player.
Phillips.
He is. He loves it.
He really does love it. I have gone in a number of our leagues in past years, I have drafted either the position before or after Dennis Phillips, depending on the snake draft. Once per draft, I steal someone he and his sons who come with him want, and once per draft, he takes someone right before I want them. So let's end on this note, because this is a great topic. Is there someone in your years of playing fantasy football in my leagues that you still think about and say, they broke my heart, I will never draft them again, I can't believe I did that, I can't believe that failed me? Because every single one of us who play fantasy football have had that player that is just the reason in our mind we didn't win a championship in your years of playing in my league. Give me a name.
All right, I'll give you one. Not that the guy was terrible. You got to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
You got to score touchdowns, Todd. I'm sorry. Whether you're a receiver or a running back, you got to cross the goal line. And this guy was a rookie, and he wasn't bad. Chris Olave, he wasn't bad. But he wasn't a very good fantasy player that season.
Mm-hmm.
He's still not a great fantasy player.
Agreed.
He's just not.
He doesn't have a quarterback.
And you know who
hasn't
been a good fantasy player the last couple of years? But I think maybe this year could be the Chris Godwin. I can't believe Chris Godwin is scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns. He's too good for that, Todd. But Chris Olave, I got in love with that rookie. He was a hell of a prospect, but I drafted him too high. He would have been very good in the 9th round. I think I took him in the 3rd round. Mistake. And what happens? I end up losing to Todd Wright.
Happy birthday. Thanks for supporting me.
Thanks,
it's a pleasure.
Looking forward to it.
The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.